Welcome to the Direct Sales and Social Selling Podcast. My name is Lisa Mustard, and I've been in the direct sales space for 9 years. I'm a mom and wife who lives a very active and fit lifestyle, pretty much doing all the things in activewear. I'm excited to share how I've created success in the direct sales industry and how you can too. In each episode, I'll give you my best advice and suggestions on how you can move forward in your business, no matter what products or services you sell. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. So in this episode, I share my number one social selling technique. The information that I share is from a Facebook Live I did last year, yet it's really still relevant and I continue to see results from it all the time. It's going live on Facebook. Yes, video is still so hot on social media platforms. And if you want to grow your visibility and create new leads, I want you to consider going live. So in this training, I go over the mindset shift I had to make to get over my fear of going live, tips for starting out with lives, and what you need to be sharing on your lives. Plus, stay tuned to the end because I give you 4 ideas for going live for your business. All right, so let's just jump right on into it. Hey guys, happy hump day. How are you? What's going on in your part of the world? I am so excited to talk to you about this topic because it's probably the number one topic that I get asked to train folks on the most when it comes to trainings or coaching, when it comes to social media, is how to grow your brand, how to get more visible, how to get yourself out there, whatever it is that you got going on, how do you get more of that out there into the world? And I want to tell you, and you may not want to hear it because I know a lot of y'all are scared, you're scared, but I was scared at one point too. I was so scared 4 or 5 years ago when I started to do this, but my fear, here's the clue. Here is what you need to know. My fear of staying the same and not reaching my goals was bigger than my fear of actually doing the do. Does that make sense? I really want you to think about that because some of you guys, you want more income, you want more happiness, you just want more for your life. And to have more or to have better in your life, you have to do things that are going to have you step outside of your comfort zone, try different things, see what works for you. Because when you do, I say it all the time, better isn't always different, but different is always better. Because you're going to have to try different things to get to that better. And not everything's going to be the thing for you, right? I know that's a little like woo-woo maybe. Oops, I meant to say different isn't always better, but better is always different. And I love that saying because it reminds me that doing something different for the sake of being different is silly. Better outcomes require being deliberate in assessing, selecting, and working on differences that matter. So that's why better is always different. Okay, back to the episode.
But I promise you, if once you wrap your brain around this idea, you will get super excited. You will want to start doing this more and more, and it almost becomes an addiction, okay? I'm talking about going live. Going live! How many of you, drop it in the comments below, how many of you are going live right now? Just drop the word live. Let me know if you go live in the comments. Let me know if you want to go live, but you're scared. If you want to go live, but you're scared, drop the word want in the comments, okay? And I really, really was scared a couple years ago when I decided that I was gonna go live. But I knew that this was the future of like getting visible. It's like having your own TV show at your house, right? It's a free opportunity for you to put yourself out there. And that is so exciting, but I know you guys are scared. So let's talk about being scared and how to get over a little bit of that fear, some tips you can take, some actions you can start doing today to go live. Because I know a lot of you guys want to get more visible because you have awesome services to provide, awesome products. Hey, Anthony, awesome products to share. Or you have awesome, you know, maybe you are a therapist even and you want more clients. Like if I was growing a private practice, y'all, I would be going live all the freaking time. I'm not growing a private practice, but if I was, I would be going live all the time and sharing value with people who needed my services, right? So a lot of people say, what do I talk about? So let's talk about that first. Like, what do you even talk about? Because I think if you can get excited about, like, sharing value, then I think you will overcome, like, the fear of just hitting that go live button, or the fear of stumbling over your words, or the fear of, like, freezing up. Because I freeze up all the time. Like, it's happened to me a couple times already, because I get like, oh, who's jumping on? Hey, Sal, like, who's jumping on? Is my lighting okay? Oh my gosh, do I have, like, food in my teeth? Like, so I can get distracted too. But I think that's kind of what the fun is about going live. You never know what is gonna happen. Like, you never ever know what could happen, and people enjoy that. There's a reason I'm not on TikTok, you guys. It's because I don't have like the capacity or the bandwidth to do those little things and then put it all together and put the music in. Like, I don't have time for that. And it makes my brain hurt. I am much better suited just to go live and talk to you guys. I'm much better suited for that. That's why I haven't really embraced Instagram Reels, because it's another thing I gotta do on my phone that I gotta, like, swipe and do and add music, and I'm like, I don't have time for that. Like, let me just go live. Let me just go live and talk to you guys, okay? But I know Reels work for some people, and I know TikTok works for some people, so don't feel like just because I'm not talking about those things doesn't mean that you shouldn't go and do them. If it's working for you and it's giving you that return on investment, then keep doing what you're doing, okay? Lives give me the biggest return on investment. Lives help me connect with the most people. Lives have people showing up in my inbox asking me, like, hey, what is it that you do? Lives have people reaching out to me saying, oh my gosh, thank you for making that post yesterday. It really resonated with me. Can I ask you what you, like, it's, when you show up and you show who you are and what you're about, people get to know, like, and trust you. That is when things can really take off for you. So, and I'm going to give you some examples of how that works. But for many years, I talked about, like, health and wellness and, you know, losing baby weight. Like, 'cause I did that at 40, I lost the baby weight, and I would come on and I would talk all about it, and I would just give value. I would give all the information about how to lose baby weight, how to lose fat, all that stuff. And I would have, people would never click like, they would never leave a comment, but when they saw me at Publix in the dairy aisle, the ladies would come up to me and they would say, oh my gosh, I saw your live the other day, and that was so helpful. They didn't click like, they didn't leave a comment. Maybe I had only like 180 some views, but the message got out there, because people will stop and they will watch a live if it's of interest to them and of value, okay? So keep that in your mind as you start thinking through, like, what it is that you want to share with your audience. Another thing that happened to me also, a lot of you guys know that recently, well, not recently, like 2 years ago, I became a brand rep with an activewear company, right? And for a long time, I was hesitant to, like, put it out there that I am a brand rep for an activewear company. And then one day I was like, why the heck am I not talking about this? Like, I don't want to cold message people. I don't want to cold message anybody and say, hey, I see you like to work out. Would you be interested in looking at a pair of my leggings? So I was like, well, how do I not do that? How do I stay away from doing those things? How do I grow my audience? How do I grow my network without having to send those spammy, pammy messages? It is going live. Going live. So yeah, that's why you've seen me show up showing the best leggings on the planet. That's why you're seeing me show the brand more. That's why you're seeing me talk about the benefits of getting into this activewear. So I don't want to do the cold messages. I want to grow my business. I want to help my team grow their businesses. But I was feeling stuck, and I was like, I don't want to do these cold messages. I don't want to send the 20 cold messages to people I don't know. I don't care how awesome my cold messages were, because they did get some response. It just didn't feel good. It didn't feel authentic. And I was like, well, I'm going to go back to doing the lives, because the lives always bring conversations to me. It took some time. It took some time for, like, the wheels to start turning again and for things to start to happen in my inbox, but it's happening. So if you want to grow your business, whatever the heck it is, I want you to start thinking long term. Can you do that? Can you think long term sustainable business? If you can, I want you to write the word long term in the comments, or just write it down for yourself. Some people don't want to, like, they don't want you to know that they're watching their live, and that's okay. So many people don't tell me that, like, I know there are so many people who aren't on the live right now, but they catch the replay. So you're going to stay in people's feeds when you go live, because Facebook loves it when you go live. They love it when you go live, and they're going to promote it into other people's feeds as long as the day keeps going, because they want to be the number one live streaming platform in the world. So when you go live, Facebook says, oh my gosh, awesome, Lisa went live. We're going to keep putting that out there because we want people to stay on Facebook. We want them to watch our videos. We want them to engage in the videos, because we don't want them leaving the platform. So that's important to know as you start thinking, well, nobody's on my live, nobody's watching, nobody's commenting. It's okay. You're not really, sometimes you're not doing it for who's on the live, you're doing it for the replay viewer, and plenty of people will watch your replay. I promise you. You have to start doing it to see those results. And okay, let's talk about how to ease into going live when you are kind of scared to go live. So first and foremost, you guys know, before you go live to an audience, you can always set the privacy tab to just me. And so that's what I want you to do. That's the first thing I want you to do, is click the just me or only me privacy tab. So you can go live and get used to what happens. You type in your description, you work on your filters, you work on your lighting, and then you hit the go live. So you're like used to what actually happens. So you're not like this deer caught in the headlights, like as to like, oh my gosh, I just, now what? Oh, I'm live. And you get ready. Because here's something that's really important. I see a lot of people do this on Facebook Lives, and you gotta get excitement. You gotta bring the energy. You have to show up with energy for people, because people are attracted to energy. They are not attracted to, well, hey everybody, my name's Lisa. Today I'm gonna talk about how to go live on Facebook. Are you guys ready? Yeah? Okay, so here are my notes. No! Stop it! You have to bring the energy. You have to show up. You have to tell your face to be happy. You have to put a smile on, put a little lip gloss on, brush your hair out, do what you gotta do. But you have to bring the energy to show people that you are engaging and that you're fun and that you're here to have a good time, because people are attracted to energy and positivity and being a positive light. Okay, that's really important. So I want you guys to start thinking about that. How do you not ramble and talk and go off topic? Well, you want to have your bullet points. You want to have your bullet points. You can, and sometimes when I'm going live at home and I'm showing the clothes, like I have written out, like, what do I want to show? What are the benefits of these leggings? And I make bullet points and I tape it to my selfie thing. Like I tape it so I don't go off track. So I'm going to show this piece of clothing. I'm going to show that piece of clothing. And I'm going to tell you two different ways to style it. I'm going to tell you the benefits of the benefits, or the awesome, like this, that, or the other about these pieces of clothing, and then I'm done. But make bullet points. Whatever you're going to talk about, you want to have your bullet points. I have 3 bullet points here. Now I know that for me, I can kind of go off a little bit and come back because I've been doing this for a while. So, but make sure, in the beginning, you guys, I had handwritten notes, 3-4 pages of handwritten notes, because I had everything that I wanted to cover. But the more you get comfortable with it, the easier it becomes. You won't have to have those notes. You'll be much better at thinking on your feet. You'll be much better at presenting yourself. Like, there's so many benefits to going live that are going to help you in other areas of your life. It's pretty mind-blowing once you get started and you stay consistent. And that is number 3. You want to stay consistent. Going live once every 6 weeks isn't going to do it for you. Isn't going to do it for your visibility. You got to commit to going live. I'm going to say, in the beginning, some people challenge themselves to go live for 30 days straight. Some people challenge themselves to go live for 60 days. Now, you can do that. I haven't challenged myself with that yet, because it kind of really scares me, because I know that every couple days I can have a topic, but every day would be a lot. I could do it. I just haven't challenged myself yet. So if you guys want me to do that, let me know. Put challenge in the comments. But I think that going live 2-3 days a week, just kind of getting used to it, having people get used to seeing you, hearing you, getting excited about what you're going to bring, what value you're going to show up with, I think that's really important. And you don't have to cold message people anymore, because when you go live, people start to see you. They start to know, like, and trust you. They see that you're serious about what you're doing, that you're consistent with what you're doing. You're not just like throwing a post up over here about the clothes one day. Oh, and then 6 weeks later, you're like, oh yeah, I'm still doing that. No, if you are going to really promote your brand and your services and your products, you got to drip it on people. You got to tell them what you're doing. You guys, I know that a lot of social media coaches are going to coach you on curiosity posting. But I'm at a point with this, like, I just want to know what you do. I just want to know what you got to offer me. Like, there's so much noise out there. Everybody's trying to be, like, create this curiosity. I think you just got to be a little bit more honest these days and just come out with it. I know that's what I've been doing, and it really seems to be working better for me than creating so much curiosity and so much, like, mystery. You guys, I'm an activewear brand rep. I've been doing it for 2 years. It's fun. I love these clothes. I live in these clothes. I help our downline create their businesses, and it's really fun. That's what I do. So I'm not gonna like hide from it and tell you, oh, Would you like these leggings, blah, 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 step, spring in my step. You need some. Like, I think that we're at a point on social media where people just want you to be honest with them.
My goal is to offer you massive value with this podcast. And if you like what you're hearing and want even more tips and ideas for your direct sales and social selling business, then you gotta hop on my text list. Text the word direct, that's D-I-R-E-C-T, to the number 803-676-7513. That's text the word direct, D-I-R-E-C-T, to the number 803-676-7513, or you can fill out the opt-in form in the show notes. And for my friends outside of the US or Canada, find me on Telegram at Direct Sales and Social Selling with Lisa, or click the link in the show notes to join me over there. I hope to see you guys there soon.
And here is another thing that kind of hit me about, I know this is a little bit of a tangent, but I recently got on Clubhouse. How many of you guys are on Clubhouse? If you're on Clubhouse, write the word Clubhouse in the comments. And so I'm on Clubhouse and I got invited into some rooms and I'm listening, and I feel like some of these rooms on Clubhouse, I feel like they're all just selling me from the stage. So you guys know what I mean? Like when you go to an event and the person who's speaking gives you like two tidbits of value and then the rest of the time is spent selling from the stage. Like that's how I kind of feel about some of these Clubhouse rooms. I'm already over it. Like I'm already like, here we go, another one. The rooms that give me the most value, that I enjoy the most, are the ones that aren't trying to tell me to send them a DM to Instagram. They're not trying to tell me to go to their website and buy their course. They're not trying to upsell me on anything. They're just giving massive value to the people in the room. And those are the people that I look up to. Those are the people that I want to model. I want to give massive value. So when you're thinking about what do you talk about, give value. You can talk about your products, you can talk about what they do, but give value around them. Don't just like drop and say, hey, buy my magic, blah, blah, blah. Like give some value around it. Like all right. So that's kind of a soapbox I have about Clubhouse, but so I hope that makes sense for you guys. Okay. And then what do you talk about? Well, there's really, really three different ways you can approach it. You can educate, you can empower, and you can entertain. I tend to come from the education side of things because that's really what I do. I think it's partly what I do for my job, and I like looking things up. I like learning about things, and I like helping people understand concepts. I like teaching. So I tend to come from the education side of things because I'm a really curious person myself. I'm the first one to go and look it up. Like, well, how does that work? Why does that product work? Or why should I drink this? Or why should I wear these leggings? Like, I'm going to be that person, and I want to educate you on maybe something that you would be interested in as well. Empowerment is great. Part of this live is a little bit empowerment. I want to encourage you guys to go live. I want to tell you, you can do this. If I can do this, you can do it too. I truly believe that because like I said, 4 or 5 years ago, I was scared to death. And here I am probably talking for 20 minutes, right? I could just like, so you get over your fear when you realize how you can help people and how it can help you grow your visibility and how it can help you grow your business.
All right, you guys, I hope you found this training helpful and useful. And if you'd like to see the actual live, I'll link it in the show notes. Before I give you my four ideas for going live, I want to reiterate the idea about traffic. As direct sellers and social sellers, we are always thinking about how to get in front of people who want what we are sharing. Right? That's traffic. They are out there and we have to get their attention. And when we go live and share the solutions to their problems that our products and services solve, we get new people following us and watching us. Okay. So it's not just going live for the likes and the comments. Those are vanity metrics. Those don't matter. It's about showing up and being consistent. Some of your lives are going to be duds, as in you may not get a ton of views at all, but some will be incredible and will help you seriously grow your visibility. Trust me when I say all this, I've seen it happen in my own experience and my own growth with direct selling. So the idea here is to make the decision. It's to make the decision. I'm going to say it again, to make the decision to try this social selling technique and be consistent with it. Okay. Okay, so here are some ideas for going live. Number one, you could host a Q&A, a question and answer live. Now, some of you guys might worry about that and say, well, when I hop on a live and say, I'm going to answer your questions, what if nobody shows up with any questions? What if nobody shows up on the live? That's okay, because what you're going to do is you're going to go ahead and prepare those questions before you start your live. So you might think about the questions that people ask you all the time about maybe you or your products or your services, or what is it that you do? So for example, I would share, okay, I'm getting asked a lot about how to lose fat in your 40s. So I want to answer that question today, because I get asked that question a whole lot. So I would kind of make a list of questions that I know my audience was curious to learn about. Think about your audience, think about what problems they have and how you can help them solve them. Okay. So idea number two is showcase your product or do a demo. So I'm really thinking about my beauty and makeup direct sellers, my hair care brand partners, my jewelry reps, the cleaning product reps, nutritionals, shakes, supplements, energy drinks. Get creative and think of ways you can showcase your products. So maybe you are in, let's say you are a, I don't know, you're in hair care. You sell amazing shampoo. What about doing a showcase on the products and what you use and how they work for you? You don't have to necessarily, you know, get into saying the name or saying all that stuff. But what if you just think about the products that you have and the problems that they solve, and then you demonstrate how they solve that problem for you, or they solve the problem for your audience. If you are into nutritionals and you sell protein shakes, maybe consider showcasing the shake. Maybe show them how you make an awesome protein smoothie. You know, just get creative with how you can show up and demonstrate your products. So maybe you are with cleaning products. I mean, I would be really interested if you were to show me how to clean the gunk out of my shower. I'd be really interested in that. So get really creative and showcase your products or demo. And just because somebody in your company is doing it already doesn't mean that you can't do it as well. You have different networks, you have different eyeballs, you have different traffic that you're going after. All right. The next idea is conduct an interview with somebody. So you could conduct an interview with, I mean, one of somebody in your company, how the products have solved their problems. You could talk to maybe somebody in your company about how they've grown their business. You could, gosh, I mean, there's so many things that you can do in terms of conducting an interview with somebody. What I want you to do is just write down all these ideas and start brainstorming who you could interview. Once you start creating this list of things that you can do for our lives, it's going to be endless. Endless content creation. And then another tip I have, or another idea, is create a how-to video. It's kind of similar to showcasing your product or doing a demo, but create a how-to video. How to get this look comes to mind. I see a lot of beauty ladies are doing how to get this look, how to remove a stain. You know, if you did a live on how to wear makeup, if you're over 40, you know, I would be all over that. If you did a how-to video on how to do a certain exercise at the gym, I don't know, wearing something that, you know, you'd wear to the gym, don't you think you might get some eyeballs? What I'm getting at is you need to start thinking about showing up and coming up with content ideas. You know, here's another tip. So something that when I was, you know, kind of in a funk and I couldn't think of something to go live with, I'd be at the grocery store and I would be in line and I would look at the magazines. Magazine editors are paid a lot of money to come up with eye-catching titles. So think about that, you know, think about where content is already out there. I'm not saying steal their content, but get inspired by what they are doing, because those people get paid a lot of money to write really good titles that are eye-catching and get in front of the traffic that they want to get in front of. Okay, well, you guys, I hope you found value in this. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for being a part of the podcast. If you are liking what you're hearing, be sure to give me a rating and review, and I will see you or you'll hear from me in the next episode. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to the Direct Sales and Social Selling Podcast with me, your host, Lisa Mustard. I know there are hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there, and I'm thankful you've chosen to listen to mine. Be sure to connect with me over on my website, www.lisamustard.com, and thanks for listening, y'all. There is no promise or representation that you will make a certain amount of money or any money or not lose money as a result of using this podcast. Any earnings, revenue, or income statements are based on actual individual results and our estimates as may be stated. There is no guarantee that you will make these levels for yourself. If we know typical buyer results, they are listed. Otherwise, we do not know typical buyer results, and you should take that into consideration. As with any business, your results will vary and will be based on your personal abilities, experience, knowledge, capabilities, level of desire, and an infinite number of variables you may not have anticipated. There are no guarantees concerning the level of success you may experience. Each person's results will vary. There are unknown risks in any business, particularly with the internet, where advances and changes can happen quickly. The use of our information, products, and services should be based on your own due diligence, and you agree that we are not liable for your success or failure.